Welcome to the Celtic Christmas Greetings podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and this is the 12th and final edition of this podcast, this 12-part series. Well, it's the end of the 12-part series. In fact, there may be more of this podcast to come next year, but this is the last one, at least for 2014. I might add some extra goodies in 2015 and beyond. Now, all the music for the CD is all been played in previous editions. This is from my album, which is of the same name as this podcast, Celtic Christmas Greetings. And I played all the music. So, you know, what does that leave? Where does that leave us as far as what's going to be played in this show? For that matter, what am I going to talk about? Well, I have plenty to talk about. Don't you worry. In fact, what I wanted to talk about today was awesome Celtic Christmas CDs and music in general. Last year, I compiled an awesome list of Celtic Christmas CDs. In it, you will find a whole bunch of great Celtic Christmas albums, and I'm going to share some of those albums. If you're looking for great Celtic Christmas music, these are the ones that I recommend. And I think we're going to go backwards down the list. So we have the top 12 Celtic Christmas albums that you can find online. And number 12, I have Anolic and Irish Christmas by Eileen Ivers. This is an album that has some really fantastic stuff. Eileen Ivers is a brilliant fiddle player. The production is top-notch. It just sounds awesome. The only complaint that I have for this album is the singer in the album, Eileen Ivers, and I forget the name of her band, but it's basically it's an R&B singer and pop R&B, and it sounds to me a little too much like the bad ending to a Disney film. So that's the downside. The fiddle tunes and even some of the songs that the guy sings in there are just amazing. It's well worth checking out. Now, Aura Fallon, who was formerly with Celtic Woman, she has an album called Aura Fallon's Celtic Christmas. And I was expecting a little bit of disappointment there, but it turned out that was just a brilliant, beautiful album. She's got a gorgeous voice. It's very mellow and whatnot, but it's got a nice mix of traditional tunes, a nice fusion of the traditional tunes and songs. And Bonnie Rideout has published several Celtic Christmas albums, and I actually kind of highly recommend all of them that I've heard. I guess I have two of them that I've heard, A Scottish Christmas and Christmas Celebration, and it's all instrumental. And it just is, it's beautiful, fantastic, and nice playing of these traditional tunes with a wide variety of additional musicians like Maggie Sanson, who plays hammer dulcimer, and many others, some bagpipes and some fiddle music. It's just all over the place. It's gorgeous. Putumaya at number 9, they did a Celtic Christmas album, which is a nice mix from some obscure and some popular Celtic artists. It does include some music from the Gothard sisters, who are at number 8. And they just did a gorgeous album. They have very sweet vocals, lovely, beautiful violins. It's a very peaceful and pretty album. They have another one out that I guess that was their first album called Christmas Violins. I saw on their website, and I haven't heard that one. But I did get to watch their video. They released a Celtic Christmas concert video that they recorded, I don't know when, this year, last year, I'm not sure. But it's a really well-produced video and kind of a nice glimpse into the lives of the Gothard sisters. I highly recommend it. The Rogues released an album called Hellbound Sleigh, and this is a little bit of a Scottish bagpipes, some flute, some fiddle. It's not straightforward bagpipes, but there are several very strong bagpipe tunes on there. And I think there's a little bit of singing as well. Don't remember who the artist is who's singing, but that's another great album to check out. Irish Rovers at number 6, we have An Irish Christmas. And honestly, I could say just about any of the Irish Rovers albums. They have at least two. I think Mary, I forget the name of the newer one. You'll find a lot of these instrumental Celtic Christmas music, but not as much of good, rousing, singing Celtic Christmas songs that sound Celtic. Pandora Celtica released an album a couple years back, and it's a really fantastic album of, you know, a cappella singers, but it doesn't come off sounding Celtic per se. It sounds very Christmassy. Whereas the Irish Rovers, they have this wonderful, joyous, smiling, rousing music of Celtic Christmas songs. I highly recommend that. Craig Duncan, on the other hand, at number five, has an instrumental Celtic Christmas album, and there's a little bit of some Ilian pipes and some other stuff. It's really nice. It's much more laid back in my mind, but very nice. Of course, at number four, I have, myself, Celtic Christmas Greetings. I think it does a nice job at fusing the traditional and the contemporary. And I must say that my daughter, my four-year-old daughter, loves it too. She's loves to sing along. It has some of those traditional songs, in case you missed earlier episodes of this podcast. It has these traditional songs like Frosty the Snowman or Jingle Bells, as well as the more Celtic sing-along type songs, Christmas and Killarney and the Celtic Christmas Elf. So I'm very pleased how it came out, and I added it to this list that I put together on Amazon. Cherish the Ladies have two albums, at least, of Christmas music. On Christmas Night is the one I list at number three, and it is an extremely well-produced album. It sounds a little bit like it's a Nashville-produced, very smooth and sharp, and some great arrangements of both traditional Celtic and traditional Christmas. I actually really love listening to it. The Chieftains put out an album called The Bells of Dublin, and the Chieftains, of course, are like the ambassadors of Irish music. And when I was listening to the album, it has a nice mix of Christmas music and some traditional stuff, some great, one of my favorite, I think, is The Wren, where they sing that, and it's fantastic. But all in all, it's a beautiful mix of the traditional and Celtic and the traditional Christmas, which is what I love about it. Admittedly, it's not my favorite to listen to. I kind of prefer, actually, the Cherish the Ladies and Irish Rovers and the Gothard Sisters, but I highly recommend it, and so do like 80,000 people also. And of course, the top of the list, I have A Celtic Christmas, which is the Celtic compilation CD that I released last year. This album features a whole bunch of Celtic musicians who are playing Christmas music. Some of it is sounding more Celtic, some of it is a little bit more Appalachian, some of it is more Irish and Scottish, and it's a nice fusion in my mind. I think it has a beautiful mix of those different areas of styles of Celtic music, Celtic Christmas music. So I highly recommend that. You can find a link to this playlist in the show notes, and I think you're going to have a blast with the music. So one that I should add also, and that I got new this year, was the Barrow McNeils. I think they have at least three albums of Celtic Christmas music, and I highly recommend that too. They also have a nice mix of both beautiful and enchanting Celtic Christmas music, as well as some arousing Celtic Christmas songs. Of course, if you want to hear more of any of these artists, you can go over to the Celtic Christmas podcast and listen. There's, 39 episodes. I think I'm going to put one more out before the end of the season, and there's lots of great stuff. Plus, the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, the other podcast I host, I just released the first of two Christmas episodes. One of them will be the one that will end up in the Celtic Christmas Podcast, and the other one will be released on December 24th. So stay tuned to that. I want to thank you all so much for listening to the Celtic Christmas Greetings podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. We are going off to celebrate Christmas in, I think we're going to go to Houston and then on to Massachusetts, and I'm really excited about this adventure we're going to have with Christmas, because my daughter is 4 years old, and at 4 years old, it's like one of the ultimate times. Three was awesome. Four is like even more so. She's totally into the magic, mystery, and myth of Santa Claus. And every time she sees a Santa Claus, she's like, "Daddy, there's Santa Claus! Look, there's Santa Claus! There's two Santa Clauses!" It's just totally awesome. She also talked to Santa Claus and asked Santa for a bicycle. And she's been a good girl, so I'm pretty sure that it's gonna come. So it's the absolute best, and I love spending the holiday with her. I've had so much fun the past few days, in fact, because she's been home and we've done little crafts. We made Christmas ornaments that we sent to family members, handcrafted and whatnot. We made of clay and whatnot. We went to this pottery place and had and painted a mug, and she wanted to run up to mommy and say, "I painted you a mug, but I stopped her before she got to the point and saying that, you know, it says, I love you, mom, you know, and I don't know. It's just been the absolute best experiencing Christmas with a kid. If you ever get a chance, I highly recommend it. It is the best. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed this show again. And I look forward to talking to you again next year. You can find me again, go to the CelticMusicPodcast.com or KeltFather.com or MarkGunn.com or CelticChristmasMusic.net. I will talk to you later. Oh, I want to play one final song. One of my absolute favorite songs on A Celtic Christmas. It's a song by George Papageras, and it's called Without You on Christmas Day. And this is such a gorgeous song. It brings tears to my eyes every time I hear it, so grab a Kleenex. I will talk to you again next year. Sláinte. Ah, na lecanadh.
Mid-morning, every Christmas Eve, we used to gather. It was the perfect way to start the holidays. We'd have a snack and then we all would follow Father. And to the local, just like children, we would race. And when we got back, somewhat worse for wear and reeling, we'd laugh to see the driveway being so full of cars. It might have been the beer, but I remember feeling that there could not be a happier family than ours. Because you were the one that kept us all together. Though how you worked your magic, none of us could say. Your blazing fire would drive away the coldest weather. What will we do now without you on Christmas Day? We'd sit around the kitchen table in the evening. You'd get the trifle ready and would peel the sprouts. Sometimes we'd sing and Father's voice would raise the ceiling, and windows shook with all our laughter and our shouts. A glass of sherry and a mince pie and a carrot for Father Christmas you would put there on the shelf. And you'd pretend you only did it for the children, but we all knew that it was really for ourselves. Because you were the one that kept us all together. So how you worked your magic, none of us could say. Your blazing fire would drive away the coldest weather. What will we do now without you on Christmas Day? First thing next morning, we would panic in the kitchen until we got the turkey safely on the go. And as we wished each other once more Merry Christmas, with love and pride both Father's eyes and yours would glow. And when at last we'd sit around the Christmas table, we'd pull the crackers and we'd wear the silly hats. and we would praise you for the turkey and for the pudding, but took for granted all the love you laid for us, because you were the one that kept us all together. Though how you worked your magic none of us could say. Your blazing fire would drive away the coldest weather. What will we do now without you on Christmas Day? Come Boxing Day, we'd all disperse into our own worlds, and thank you both for one more perfect holiday. And we would hush the children who were asking questions about why Granny cried as we all drove away. And now we know that it's our turn to take the mantle, but we're not sure where to begin and what to do. The truth is that the gap you left no one can handle, and none of us can ever be another you. Because you were the one that kept us all together. How you worked your magic none of us could say. Your blazing fire would drive away the coldest weather. What will we do now without you on Christmas Day? What will we do now without you on Christmas Day?
If you enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe to it at CelticChristmasMusic.net. I would greatly appreciate any reviews on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you are online. And I'd also love it if you could share it with your friends. I do have a Celtic Christmas album. It's called Celtic Christmas Greetings. You can get that at CelticMusic.org. And I also host the Celtic Christmas Podcast. Check it out at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. Na Laoghaire na n-Eve.